KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light rain, 52 degrees still in Atlantic. We look for showers and some areas of fog this morning, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in the Media Center at the high school. Kicking off the 7:30 p.m. session is a presentation from IASB Financial Services Planning Director Gary Sinclair, who will speak with regard to the budget. Items on the board's consent agenda include approval of open enrollment requests, contracts for general and special education instructors, along with other contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaching positions, and any resignations to come before the board. Other action items include approval of a request for modified allowable growth and supplemental aid for a special education deficit, financial planning program assumptions for budgeting purposes, and approval of the 2013-2014 district annual report. Prior to adjourning for the evening, Schuler Elementary School Principal James Northwick will bring up for discussion the topic of district branding. In area news from over the weekend, a Red Oak man was arrested Sunday morning. Police say 29-year-old David James Harmon was taken into custody at around 1:20 a.m. in the 300 block of East Reed Street on a charge of public intoxication. Harmon was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. An accident Saturday night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of the driver on numerous charges. Police arrested 39-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak at around 6 p.m. following an investigation into the theft and wreck of a vehicle. Officers responded to a report of vehicle theft, were advised en route to the scene of the vehicle. A 1994 GMC Sierra pickup had crashed into a tree in the 400 block of West 2nd Avenue, and that the driver had fled on foot. He was taken into custody a short time later and informed authorities his girlfriend put the pickup up for sale in a local swap site, and he'd taken the vehicle in an attempt to prevent it from being sold. The pickup was totaled in the crash with loss estimated at $3,000. A fence that was struck during the crash and belonging to a Red Oak woman was damaged as well. The loss there estimated at $150. Beecham faces charges that include OWI third offense, careless driving, no or improper registration, no insurance relating to an accident, and driving while suspended. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman on a theft charge Saturday. 20-year-old Clara Jane Heitzusen of Shenandoah was arrested just after 6 p.m. for allegedly stealing merchandise from the Dollar General store in Red Oak. Heitzusen was being held in Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on $300 bond. A vehicle reported stolen Saturday in Red Oak was recovered later that night. According to Red Oak police, a 2007 Ford Escape taken from the parking lot of the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak was found. Additional information about where the vehicle was located and its condition was not released. Earlier in the day Saturday, James Peterson of Red Oak informed police that he went to the church at 2 p.m. that afternoon, and when he left at around 2:50, his car was missing. Peterson told officers he left the vehicle unlocked and the keys were in the center console. The Red Oak Police Department received a call Friday night receiving an individual purchasing alcohol for minors. Responding officers observed the vehicle described by the caller leaving a grocery store. The vehicle was stopped in the 100 block of East Walnut Street in Red Oak. After the investigation, officers arrested 21-year-old Jacob Elwood of Red Oak. Elwood was charged with supplying alcohol to a minor, an aggravated misdemeanor. He was also cited for having an open container of alcohol as a passenger. Elwood was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond. 19-year-old Brett Martin of Griswold was charged with a .02 violation and cited for being a minor in possession of alcohol. Martin was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and later released. 17-year-old Kenzie Nicholas and Hannah Meisner, both of Griswold, and 17-year-olds Bridget Sand and Morgan McFarland, both of Red Oak, were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and cited into juvenile court for possession of a minor in possession of alcohol, that is, and released to their parents. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Authorities in Fremont County say a Carter Lake man was arrested Saturday in Sydney. 24-year-old Christopher Lee Minchell was arrested for delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, following an investigation. Minchell was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. A former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, a 2012 Republican nominee for president, campaigned Sunday in Iowa with Republican U.S. Senate candidate Joni Ernst.
And she's going to be an extraordinary breath of fresh air in Washington. I can't wait till she goes there and makes him squeal. Can you? It's going to be wonderful.
Romney is referring to Ernst's primary campaign ad in which he talked about her farm roots and castrating pigs. Romney campaigned with Ernst in eastern Iowa on May the 30th, right after he endorsed her as she was competing against five other Republicans for the party's U.S. Senate nomination. On Sunday, Romney was in central Iowa, headlining an Ernst campaign rally at the Iowa Farm Bureau headquarters in West Des Moines. Both Ernst and Romney referred to remarks by President Obama last week about this year's election.
He said in this race that his policies are on the ballot. Now, I know that Iowa voted for President Obama twice, but Iowa is not going to vote for Bill Braley and vote for him a third time, that's for sure.
That Bill Braley reference was Romney's way of highlighting Michelle Obama's missteps last Friday when she called Bailey seven times before the crowd yelled out Braley's name. Ernst, who spoke three times as long as Romney did, urged the crowd to vote early and volunteer to seek out other voters.
Iowa is excited about the opportunity to have not just one Republican United States Senator, but two Republican United States Senators.
Romney and Ernst plan to rally with supporters this morning in Cedar Rapids. With yet another poll showing Iowa's U.S. Senate race a virtual dead heat, the two candidates squared off in a high-stakes television debate Saturday night in Davenport. The Bloomberg Politics Des Moines Register Iowa poll released late Saturday afternoon found Republican Johnny Ernst had the support of 47% of those surveyed. Democrat Bruce Braley was 1 point behind at 46%. At the end of Saturday's debate, Ernst accused Braley of having a failed record.
I disagree almost completely with Congressman Braley and President Barack Obama on just about everything.
Braley attacked Ernst for saying the EPA should be eliminated and for suggesting privatizing Social Security as an option for younger workers.
So Senator Ernst is fond of saying things that sound good, but when you look at what they mean to Iowans, they don't make Iowans better off.
Ernst shot back with this.
When you talk about your words behind closed doors at a fundraiser in Texas, you poked fun at Senator Grassley for being just a farmer without a lot of...
Braley countered by bringing up the Oklahoma billionaires who made their money in the oil industry.
You attended two secret donor meetings in California that were hosted by the Koch brothers. You called them wonderful at that meeting. You credited them with launching your Senate campaign. And these are the same Koch brothers who have seven different organizations attacking me right now in Iowa.
The two candidates agreed on one issue during the long forum. Neither would support an effort in Congress to undo President Obama's executive order, which has granted temporary legal status to young adults who are illegally brought into the country when they were under the age of 16. They both said the U.S. must do more to stop Islamic extremists in Iraq and Syria, but Ernst questioned Braley's commitment to that effort.
Just earlier this year in June, after Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq, was taken by ISIS, he voted against funding any combat actions in Iraq. And yet now he's asking that Congress come back to reconsider that. I'm not sure where to go with that. And I know that he twice voted to defund our combat troops while they were serving in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Congressman Braley, 15 seconds.
Senator Ernst knows that that's not true. What I voted for was to end decade-long commitment of U.S. troops, and I made it very clear that I supported pay increases for those troops and was not going to defund them. And Senator Ernst also knows that the vote that she's talking about was a bipartisan vote where Republicans and Democrats had concerns about who we were going to be helping and what threat we were going to be addressing.
Saturday's event was hosted by the Quad City Times and KWQC-TV and held at St. Ambrose University in Davenport. The third and final debate between the two candidates is scheduled for this Thursday in Sioux City. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.